ओम शांति। देयर वॉज वन पॉटर हु इज टू मेक डिफरेंट आइटम्स ऑफ क्ले एंड ही हैड अ डोंकी एंड वंस दैट पॉटर वॉज गोइंग थ्रू वन फॉरेस्ट विथ हिज डोंकी एंड ही फाउंड समथिंग शाइनिंग वेरी मच। इट वॉज अ स्टोन विच वॉज शाइनिंग। So he took that stone which was shining and he didn't know what to do with that stone. In fact, it was not stone but a diamond. So that potter takes that stone, makes a garland out of it and puts around his donkey and is going on the way. As he was going through that way, there was one jeweler who happened to pass by that way and he notices this is a very costly diamond and this jeweler had never seen such a big diamond ever in his life, and from a distance he could make out that this is a very, very precious and very costly, expensive diamond. So he goes to that potter and asks, what are you carrying this? And from the expression of the potter, he understands that potter has no value of that diamond, or he just thinks it is just a stone. So the jeweler says, I want to purchase this stone. How much you will give? So that potter is illiterate. So he doesn't know how much to ask. So with lot of difficulty, he says, I will take 8 annas. So jeweler is quite shrewd and cunning. He says, for such an ordinary stone, you want 8 annas? I will give you just 4 annas. That's it. Not more than that. So, that potter is not understanding what to do. So, he says, no, 4 is too less. But the jeweler says, that is the only thing I can give you. Otherwise, go away. I don't want to take. And he makes a show of that as if he is going away, thinking that the potter will call him back. So the jeweler goes away. And when the potter doesn't call, he turns back and says, what happened? But by that time, something else has happened. Another jeweler was going through that way and he notices that and he purchases that for 1 rupee. So this first jeweler asks, where is that diamond? He says, I sold it for 1 rupee. The jeweler says, you fool. You don't know? That was a diamond and you sold it for 1 rupee. The potter says, I was fool, but what about you? You knew that it was diamond. I did not know. For me, whether it is 8 annas or 1 rupees, or 4 annas, whatever, but you knew it and yet you lost it. So it was such a precious gift, it was such a precious thing, and you couldn't know the importance of it and you lost it. So this is the story of a diamond and a potter. Baba has also gifted us many things. Do we know the importance of those gifts? Last Sunday, Baba said, I give you 2 gifts. Which were they? The divine intellect. Divine intellect. And Baba had compared divine intellect to 5 things in last Sunday, smoothly. Divine intellect is a gift. So take care that this intellect is not stolen by anybody. Maya doesn't steal away this gift of yours. This is the divine intellect which you have got. So this intellect is a gift. Second, this intellect is a canopy. It's a canopy. But when Maya's shadow, chaya, falls on this canopy, this chhatra goes away. So see that Maya doesn't make its shadow fall upon this divine intellect. The third is, this divine intellect is a lift. See that it doesn't get stuck in between. Neither up nor down. You are stuck somewhere in between. So this is the lift that takes you anywhere. The three worlds. And the switch is awareness. On the switch of awareness and the lift starts. This divine intellect is a flight. Again the switch is awareness. And the flight takes you anywhere. Just as those people go to Himalayas and throw ashes. Or to rivers. And the ash spread everywhere. In the similar manner, your divine intellect is a flight. It's a plane. It's an aeroplane. That, with that aeroplane, with that light might stage, you go and spread the vibrations of pure feelings and good wishes across the world. And fifth, divine intellect is a golden container. Golden container. See that this golden container is not contaminated by silver or copper. So that was last Sunday's Murli. Today, sincerely Baba mentioned about the another gift, that is divine eye. Otherwise many Murlis you see, he will say next time I will tell, and the next time never comes. Here, religiously, he has mentioned about another gift. Just as divine intellect has been compared to five things, in today's Avyakta Murli, divine eye has also been compared to five things. So today's Murli starts with, Baba is Trikal Darshi, he is the knower of three aspects of time, and he has come and is seeing the children who are Trikal Darshi and children who have got third eye, that is Trinetri. So this is a Murli of 23rd January 85. That was the period when television had come in India. In fact, television came long back in 59. But introduction in India was in 82. And there was only one channel, Doordarshan, that time. And that was a period of 80s. And it was 15th August, I think, 82, when the first direct color broadcast was shown of parade, national parade of Delhi at different places. So that was a period of television, and people were glued to television that time. The old television serials like those Hum, Log, and that Buniyad, and all those things were going on during that time. So Doordarshan was a revolution. And this Murli was in 84, 85. So Baba had compared divine eyes with divine television. So as I said, there are five comparisons in this Murli. The first, divine eyes or third eye of wisdom. The first comparison is, it's a gift. Just as Baba said last time, that divine intellect is a gift, and take care that Maya doesn't steal away. In today's Murli, Baba said, this divine eye, everybody has received this eye. This is a gift you have received. 100% powerful this is. This gift is 100% powerful. But it depends upon three things. How you use it. Rules, kaide praman, precautions, parhez praman, and third, attention praman. You have received this gift, each one of you. Baba has given this gift, but how much you have become two categories, fully powerful and powerful as per the percentage. This thing depends upon these three things. What are those three things? How much rules you follow, how much parhez, how much precautions you take, and how much attentive you are. The more attentive you are, the more powerful you become. Your gift of eye becomes very powerful. The more you follow rules, the more powerful you become. And the more you follow precautions, parhez. At another place Baba said, Shrimat is parhez, Shrimat is precaution, Shrimat is dawa dua, Shrimat is medicine, and Shrimat is also blessing. So Shrimat has been compared to three things. So the first thing about eyes is that eyes are the gift Baba has given us. Just imagine a person who is blind and suddenly he gets eyes. What thrill, what pleasure, what joy, what ecstasy he feels. Somebody had eyes and then eyes were lost and again he gets the eyes. Where the hope was lost. So in the similar manner, this is the world of spiritual blindness, where everyone is spiritually blind. And Baba has come and given us the third eye of wisdom. Baba has come and given us the third eye. And this has come as a gift. So that's the first analogy, first comparison. Baba often talks in terms of comparisons. And when Father comes, he gives you gift. And this Father has come and brought this gift of divine eyes, knowing that what is the pain and what is the misery of spiritually blind children. The person who is blind, can you imagine his pain? He can't see the world. What you see, the beauty, the glory, the colors. He can listen, but he cannot see. So that's a deep pain to be blind in this life. Second, binoculars. Divine eyes are divine binoculars, durbin. With binoculars, two things you do. Things appear near and things appear clear. Things which are far away, you see them near, and things which are hazy, cloudy, they look very, very conspicuous, very much clear. So with binoculars, Baba said, you see things which are far away, very clear and very much near to you. This is the divine binocular. The example given here is Paramdham. Science tries hard, but it cannot reach supreme abode. At the most it can reach suns, planets and moon. Day before yesterday's night, Chandrayaan 2, it failed. Just 2.1 kilometer away from moon. The whole world was awake, or rather the whole India was awake, watching at 2 o'clock in the morning. What happens, what happens, what happens. And the moment Chandrayaan was about to land, Vikram, it lost connection. And it was lost. So, otherwise India would have become the fourth country. USSR, US, China, and then India. But it's okay, next time we'll try again. They said in Hindi, this sampark was broken, but not sankalp. The communication was broken, but not the sankalp. So, Baba said, you can reach these places. It's possible. But you cannot reach, you cannot see with your eyes Paramdham, the three world and three aspects of time. Three lok and Trikal, you cannot see with these eyes, with these physical eyes. You need divine eyes. Just as in Mahabharata it's shown that Sanjay was given divine eyes, and with those divine eyes he attained the parapsychological powers of clairaudience and clairvoyance. He was sitting at one place and seeing what was happening there. He was sitting at one place and listening what was being said, told there on the battlefield. So he was the only person who could hear that Gita as it was shown, who was not on the battlefield. So these divine eyes are divine binoculars. With these eyes you can see things which are not here, which things which are far away, you see them here. With these divine binoculars you can see things very, very clearly as they are, without any confusion. And you can see subtle world, and you can see the supreme abode, the land of liberation. So that was the second comparison. The third comparison: this divine eye is the eye of experience. Eyes of experience. Baba said, the things which were yesterday, 5000 years back, you feel they are right now. And multiple examples have been given here. Right now you are Brahmin, you are going to become deity. Yesterday you were worshipworthy, now you are becoming that. He also gave the example of coat hanging in front of you. So just as you see any dress hanging in front of you, I am going to wear it right now. Just as this Brahma used to see or feel that I was deity and I am going to become deity, in the similar manner, this divine eye is an eye of experience. And with that eye of experience, you can see, you can feel your form as it is, as it was yesterday, now it is, and what you are going to become. So divine eye, Divyanetra, is the eye of Anubhav, experience. With this experience you feel, yes. And here again Baba gave some self-checking points. What were the self-checking points? Just see how much powerful is your vision. If your eyes are weak, you cannot see. And here, if your eyes are weak, you will see stains. And what are the stains? Avgun. You will not see virtues. You will see rather defects, faults, failings, if your eyes are not powerful. And Baba also gave the example of, just as those scientific people, people of science, they see through glass and they see germs. In the similar manner, you can use this and kill all the germs and become healthy. So your divine eyes are eyes of experience. So experience what was yesterday and what is going to become today, what is going to happen today, and feel it very, very clearly. Then fourth, divine eyes are powerful instrument, Shaktishali Yantra. Divine eyes are powerful instrument. What you can do with this instrument? Here Baba said, you can, just as these physical eyes see the body, in the similar manner, divine eyes will naturally see only souls. So it's a very powerful instrument. With that instrument, you will be able to see others naturally as souls. You don't have to make any efforts that this is body and this is soul. No such efforts, no such confusion. Baba said you will be able to see everyone naturally as a soul, as an embodiment of all qualities. That's why this is a very, very powerful instrument, Yantra. So use it. And last, it's a divine television. in that television you see dance, and that's a danger dance. That is a danger dance. You have to see the dance of deities and you have to see the dance of angels. So this is a very strict instruction from Baba regarding television and television serials and television programs and movies and everything that's shown on television. That was 80s, where only one channel was there, Doordarshan. Now what is the number of channels? Above 900. And that time it was much better. Are launching every day, new channels are coming. So Baba said, in this television what you see, this is a very very beautiful yoga experiment you can do. Baba said, you can see the divine film of your all births of golden age, all the 21 births of golden age. You can see, you can see the thorn, you can see the your crown, you can see the divine story of the soul's rebirth. So you can see everything. You can see the divine kingdom in this television. Keep on seeing this television. Don't see that television. There is a danger dance there. See this television. Or rather, see only this television. There's a Peace of Mind channel, and many people did not have any channels. So they purchased or they got this channel at home, thinking that let us watch Peace of Mind channel. So they started watching Peace of Mind, but along with Peace of Mind, there are so many other channels and other TV serials. So they started watching both. So they watch Peace of Mind also, and after that they watch some serial, and after that they watch some advertisement, and after that they watch also some movie, and then again Peace of Mind, again some class, again some then meditation, and after meditation again. Earlier they did not have any idea about television serials, but now they are quite aware of different other serials. So many other serials which are going on. So there is a Maya everywhere. That's why Baba said, watch this television. That's the danger dance which is shown in the television. That dance makes one body conscious. If you want to see the dance, or you want to dance, dance this. Dance of deities and dance of angels. So these are the 5 examples given in today's Murli. The divine eye is the gift we have received. And how is this eye? What is this eye? It's a gift. So if it is a gift, you have to make it 100% powerful. How? By 3 things. Precautions. By rules. Kaide Praman. Parhez Praman. And attention. By rules, by attention, by precautions, you will become 100% powerful. Your eyes will become so powerful that they will become like laser or like glass. You will kill all the germs. So it's a gift. You have to preserve this gift. You have to know the importance of this gift. And just as divine intellect was a gift, and Baba said Maya should not steal it away, even this divine eyes Maya can steal away. And then you will not be able to see things as they are. So it's a beautiful gift Baba has given us. And these divine eyes will see only divinities, only divine things, only souls. These eyes do not see body. Physical eyes will see body, but divine eyes see only souls, only divinity, only spirituality, only this potential spark of spirituality. Second, divine eyes are Divya Durbin. They are binoculars. With binoculars, the things which are far away, you see them near and you see them clearly. And Baba gave the example of Paramdham. Here you can see Paramdham very clearly. 3 worlds and 3 aspects of time You can go anywhere with this divine eyes. So use them as binocular. Use them as Divya Durbin. The third is, these are the eye of experience. With that you can experience what was 5,000 years back as if it was yesterday. Kal and Aaj. As if it was yesterday and it is today. Yesterday I was deity, I am going to become deity. Now I am Brahmin, I am going to become deity. Just as you see your clothes hanging in front of you, I am going and coming and wearing those clothes. Just as Brahma used to feel that clothes are hanging in front of him, I am going to wear those clothes. So this divine eyes are the eye of experience. And here Baba also gives so many checking points. See that your eyes are powerful. See that eyes do not become weak. Because if eyes become weak, you will see only stains. Dag. You will see stains, blemish. So make these eyes powerful. And for that, Baba said, Shrimat is Parhez. Shrimat is Dava and Dua. Shrimat is medication. Shrimat is blessing. And Shrimat is precaution. Take care of Shrimat. And you will automatically become powerful. You will have very powerful eyes of experience. So, divine eyes have the eyes of experience. With that you can experience whatever you want. Next is, divine eyes are the powerful instrument. And with that instrument, you don't have to make efforts. You will very easily see everyone as souls. So start seeing everyone as soul. So this you can don't look through this. If you see with these eyes, you will see the world. So start seeing from here. Whenever Brahma Baba used to meet somebody, he used to see like this. They will ask, why you did like that? Baba was saying, I was seeing through this. That's why. Like this. I am not seeing through this. Because if I see through this, I will see body. So you have to see like this. If you meet somebody like this, oh, okay. So, consider yourself as a soul and see others as soul. That's the soul conscious vision. That's a powerful instrument, Shaktishali Yantra. So, divine eyes are powerful Yantra. And the last, divine eyes are television. So, that's an era of television, 1982, when the television came in India and people used to have earlier black and white TV and then color television came. And those who did not have color television, they used to feel unhappy and jealous of those people who are having color television. And those who did not have television, they used to go to the neighborhood to watch Ramayana and Mahabharata, Hum Log and Buniyad and Neev and Chandrakanta and Karamchand and Byomkesh Bakshi, Mickey Mouse and Spider-Man. No, that's recent. We are talking of 80s. Alif Leila. So, that was an era where television was introduced. And everywhere, television. People were, and there was that music of Durdarshan. That particular theme and that music sound, that tune, no, track is there. So, so Baba said, your divine eyes are the television. So in this television, black and white. So only this much will be the screen. Is okay? So the screen is this much. So Baba said, in this screen, see movie. Which film? Film of your 84 births. Though Baba said it's 21, but you can see, you can extend, no? That was 1980s, now we are in. So, so that was, you can extend this this film. See all your births. See that kingdom. See everything that has transpassed in the past. So this is a beautiful television where you see with your mind's eye, with your third eye, the different scenario, the different vistas, the different visions of the past life, or you can even see the future in this television. You can see past, you can see present, and you can see future, what you are going to become. That television is going to show you what you were in the past, that is also television will show, and what you are going to become, that also this television will show. So this is a very beautiful television, but here the switch is awareness. Just as divine intellect has, it is a lift, the switch is awareness. Divine intellect is a flight, the switch is awareness. In the similar manner, the switch is, there used to be a knob here, no? You have to on it. On off knob. And volume. And outside there is an antenna. You have to go to the antenna and set it at different places where you can't see properly. So some of the family member would climb the terrace and he will shout from there, now it's okay. And he will turn the antenna to this side. Then he will ask, how is it now? And they will say, it is coming, it is coming. And then again he will get, again he will adjust. Now it is coming, come, come, now don't change. Sometimes the monkey would come and disturb the settings of antenna. So once it is set, then he will come down and they will feel happy. So sometimes when there is a rain, the antenna would get disturbed. So they will feel karkar, like that. So those were the very different days, old days. And there used to be very peculiar advertisements and people used to enjoy those advertisements. And only one channel. And earlier radio and television was combined, but then in 77 or 79 the two got separated. Earlier only Delhi it used to be, then the second city was Mumbai. And then at few other places, at seven places. And then gradually it spread everywhere. The first, as I said, color program which was broadcasted was 15 January parade in 1982. First, and then Asian Games, and then all those serials. And when there used to be Ramayana, there was no crowd on the roads, total silence. Nobody on the road, everybody is glued and crying, seeing Rama going to Vanvas, exile, and that was a different period. So they used to feel that, now nobody feels. So this is in short about today's Murli. So create a new beautiful television and see yourself in that television. This is a binocular, this is a television, this is the eye of experience, this is a powerful instrument, and this is the gift Baba has given you. So preserve this. This is a gift. Om Shanti.
Just close your eyes and push right through. I know. good, now watch it fade away. Day by day. Just close your eyes, push right through. I know it's tough right now, it's good meant for you. When the clouds are gone, not a storm inside, you'll be drenched in sun.